A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 9, verses 18 to 26. While Jesus was speaking, up came one of the officials who bowed low in front of him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and her life will be saved." Jesus rose and with his disciples followed him. Then from behind him came a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years, and she touched the fringe of his cloak, for she said to herself, "If I can only touch his cloak, I shall be well again." Jesus turned round and saw her, and he said to her, "Courage, my daughter, your faith has restored you to health." And from that moment, the woman was well again. When Jesus reached the official's house and saw the flute players with the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Get out of here. The little girl is not dead, she's asleep." And they laughed at him. But when the people had been turned out, he went inside and took the little girl by the hand, and she stood up. And the news spread all around the countryside. The Gospel of the Lord. The gentle mercy of Jesus is never more obvious than in these two stories. They also tell how even limited contact with Jesus brings about his healing touch. I tried to put myself into the minds of those suffering. That man whose little daughter seemed to have died must have been desperate. You can't stand by idly while your daughter is dying. And yet there's little you can do. Maybe wipe her brow and tell her how much you love her, fighting all the while your deep anxiety and even anger with God for allowing this to happen. Then struggle to be polite after you've hunted Jesus down, your last hope when everyone else has given up. And the woman with the hemorrhage, what must have been going through her mind? Not the sudden tragedy of the father, but the gradual losing of hope as you try one after the other of the various remedies recommended. If I can only touch the hem of his garment. All of a sudden, light at the end of a tunnel. Jesus felt power going out of him, and she expected rebuke. But Jesus took away her anxiety when he said, "Courage." In the same way as he gave hope to the father, "She is not dead, just asleep." What we cannot always comprehend is that the same power lives in us. We are the body of Christ, the presence of Jesus in our world. As G.K. Chesterton said, "What he did, we can do too. In fact, that is precisely what we are expected to do." So many people come into our lives, and we are not helpless. It is not just that we offer to pray for them. We have the power to heal and forgive. We are Christ in the world. I remember after ordination having been given the power to forgive and thinking how wonderful it was. It still is. But it is not confined to me as a priest, but to everyone who is part of the body of Christ. Our only limit is whether we want to or not. We do not have to judge a person's worthiness, only to ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? What do we know he did? The hem of our garment may be as close as many get to the love of Christ. But that is enough.